Pure Tuluwa has been given a bailout and a 10-year concession to operate the Tuluwa ski field. Tuluwa, or Pure Tuluwa, is a lopu brought together by a shared passion for Tuluwa snow sports and an understanding of how crucially important it is to the economic and social fabric of the region. Now, the Iwind Hapu, with ancestral ties to the whenua where the ski field is located, is Tuwhare Tō, Ngāti Hauwa, Ngāti Rangi, and Te Korowai o Te Wainuiara. Chairperson at Te Tota Rahoi o Pairangi, Ngāti Rangi, says they take seriously its role as tangata tiaki over the natural world. Joining us to reflect on this is Whetū Moatane. He has connections through that area, has worked for the Ngāti Rangi Trust and Whanganui Kaupapa over the years. He's from Unuku and Ngāti Rangi descent and lives in Raitihi. He's with us for a kōrero about the future of Tuluwa ski field. Whetū, hoki mai, kia rangi wāte me te otaka Pākehā, tēnā koe.
Yora, tēnā koe, atamari, atamari.
Firstly, we know that some of our whānau, Māori, are a bit hōhā anyway, with people skiing across their koro. Several oppose any use of the sacred mountain, though others would allow skiing under environmentally careful conditions. Where do you sit, Whetū?
Yeah, you know, we've over the years we've been having conversations around our conversations and wānanga around our connection to the mountain, and you know, we've learnt through history how to develop our connection. We were very clear, and even my mother shares stories of the kaumātua back in her day, that the mountain was never a place to go. It was always regarded as a wāhi tapu, and my parents and her generations and generations before them never went up to the mountain. But as we see, as history developed, and then when they established the ski field, back in the late 70s, we were never consulted. They just established the ski field, and we opposed it back then. But as we saw, as the years went on, we saw that there was more than just a spiritual connection for us, and that our own became skiers and started going up to the mountain. So we had to teach ourselves and learn about a new way of connecting to koro. So, you know, just to support the aspirations of our people who wanted to go up to koro and go skiing. So, yeah, we have a unique connection. And at times it's hard for us to describe and articulate that to many people, and especially government departments like DOC.
So Pure Tuluwa come in. I mean, a lot of people have a sense of entitlement that because their forebears have been skiers, they want their kids to enjoy that alpine experience, which is understandable, but it doesn't solve the intercultural hala that we're just referring to. Okay, so they've been given a bailout and a 10-year concession to operate the Tuluwa ski field. How does that sit with local iwi?
You know, we've been in conversations with Pure Tuluwa for the last 18 months, and we've been having really good kōrero. We've shared with Pure Tuluwa our view. Our view also, we shared with them our role and responsibilities as kaitiaki and mana whenua. So, you know, those conversations have been around what does a partnership or what does collaboration look like moving forward if they were successful to receive the concession. And those are things that we're still working on with Pure Tuluwa. And they all go around our kaitiakitanga role. The entire the management plan, we really want to be all over that, and any other opportunities that are available.
Tēnā koe, the term concession, could you just share with our kaiwhakanui te atanei, please, Whetū, what this refers to? So Pure Tuluwa Limited has been given a bailout and a 10-year concession to operate the Tuluwa ski field. What does that mean?
That means they can function and run the Tuluwa ski business according to the frameworks of the concession for the next 10 years. I just need to be clear with everyone. Ngāti Rangi's view is it's not about pure tūroa being on the ski field. It's about the process of the concession, the process that was taken for the concession, and those are the concerns that we've been sharing and the challenges that we're facing now. Ngāti Rangi's worldview on that one is we're very disappointed in Te Papa Atawai or DOC around the lack of contribution and around the process. We had the view that we're not just a mere stakeholder, we're a treaty partner, and we couldn't understand. We asked the question, why do we need to submit, make a submission for the concession where we thought in our view that we should be sitting at the table with DOC receiving the submissions.
Yeah, that's a very good point you make there. Am I right to understand that there were at times was some interest from iwi Māori to perhaps run the ski field? Can you just clarify that for our listeners, please, Whetu?
Well, it clearly states in our deed, in our act that we signed in 2018 around the different treaty partners and the relationships that we have with various government departments, and DOC is one of them. We've also set up in our act a forum that looks after our interests in Te Taiao, and any other activity up on the mountain. So just a natural thought for us as a treaty partner. We kept on asking, why do we need to be doing this? Shouldn't we be at the same table as you receiving them? Stating too that in our submission that we put in, we were always asking the question to DOC, what is the feedback from the minister regarding every point that we noted in our submission? Because we've noticed in the submission that was given to, the concession that was given to Pure Tūroa, we can't be seen, and the advice and the stuff that we wanted to see the commission are not in it. So that's another major concern, and we would have expected that either DOC or the minister himself would respond to the advice that we had given, and we're still waiting on it.
Well, tēnā koe, I'm hōhā and haven't even been involved with it. I mean, you're quite right. I think Whetu and our listeners, well, you can make up your own mind at home. But surely an important issue like this, DOC receiving all the submissions from Ngāi Māori, as if we just sort of, a family wants to go skiing, is very frustrating when, as you say, you should have been sitting at the table with DOC considering the submission processes. I'm picking there might be some political manoeuvring in the background of this too, because I know it's a gut feeling, but I guess a lot of those who are skiing are coming from the affluent and leafy suburbs of Tāmaki Makaurau and other larger centres, a lot of them perhaps would be inclined to vote for this government. And at the very same time, we're seeing mass sackings of public service workers. Here we get a concession to operate for 10 years. When you say concession, what does that mean? Does it mean that they're paying minimal to operate on the mountain?
Yes. That's my understanding.
That's my understanding of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? When we talk about receiving a response to our submission or to the advice that we've given in asking, was the minister informed? I'm not confident that his officials are being quite open and transparent with the minister. Because the questions that we're asking, we're not getting an answer, well, an informed answer. So it's those things, the last... I also need to be clear, we have a responsibility as mana whenua and iwi kāinga here to manaaki our community. We see a lot of benefits of Pure Tūroa in the ski field here in the region, especially economically. It's been very hard here at home, especially for the hospitality businesses. But when you have to, the bureaucracy of things happening at the top level, that's very frustrating for us. And when we're not getting clear answers or responses to our submission or queries, you know, it makes me think that what is happening in the DOC office, and is the minister being well informed from what the iwi perspective is.
Nice talking with you again, Whetū. Thanks very much for keeping us up to speed with some of the haps on the Koro Ruapehu. Wonderful kōrero. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with our peeps today, Whetū. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, brother. Thanks very much.